This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping and helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget about our mail haulers that are out there hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and vice versa, our suicide jockeys out there, and, of course, all the over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us right now from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and also the host of Military Matters, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you this Thursday morning.
Yes, sir. Always a pleasure. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, it's been one whale of the past couple of days or so with all the stuff that's going on here. And because you and I have some political affiliations, and because of what I've got in my hand here right now, we've talked about this before. I talked about it during the last election when we knew what George Soros was up to, but we've got the marching orders right here for a group called Run for Something. Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of it. I haven't looked at it to the extent that you have, but it's interesting. They've got to do that. Either change the names, but the purpose remains the same because they got to. They're desperate, and it's reflected in what they have to do. And the behind the scene guys like George and Act Blue and all the other Confederation of groups that he backs. I'd be interested to hear more about what you have.
Well, after congressional Democrats, sir, repeatedly failed in their attempts to pass a radical federal takeover of the elections, and they've been unable to stop the red states from passing election security laws on their part, a leftist dark money group called Run for Something has emerged. This actually emerged a couple of years ago, but it's gotten very powerful here in the last few weeks and few months. Their plan is simple. Elect thousands of sympathetic local election officials across the country to ensure the Democrats retain power in the electoral process. I'll repeat, elect thousands of sympathetic local election officials across the country. They're going after our supervisor of elections offices.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And some of these in some parts of the nation, some of these local races are nonpartisan, at least on paper anyway, but we know better than that, like school boards. The Florida state legislature was unsuccessful, sadly, to pass legislation that would have required the school board elections to be partisan so that people could own up to what everybody that's engaged knows, who's Democrat, who's Republican, and own up to what they stand for and what their guiding principles are. Unfortunately, that didn't make traction in the legislature. That's a disappointment. But, yeah, I mean, that's an indicator. They're not stupid. In fact, they're pretty dang smart. In fact, there's some things that we ought to take notes, we conservatives, and, one, be aware of it, but two, we ought to employ that, but for the good, because that is where things start, the grassroots, and they've long recognized that, and I'll do that. And, you know, here in the state of Florida, I think the last election 2 years ago, the state of Georgia got a lot of attention.
Yep.
That was ground zero
yep.
For this left-right. But I think the state of Florida this year will be. I think we're holding up our own because we got a governor that has buttressed us quite well. And we've got some pretty lame opposition to him for governor. But, yeah, we got to be mindful of it. Yeah, just like you always say, you don't run like you're 10 percentage points behind in the election up until the last moment. You got to run like you're 50, 60, 75% points behind in the polling.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you what's going on here, because according to a published report in Politico this week that revealed the plan of this group, Run for Something, they're launching a 3-year program with a goal of flooding local supervisor elections with $80 to $100 million to elect 5,000 officials with direct oversight of the elections. That is their stated goal. Now, Run for Something's website states that its mission is to get progressives to run for down-ballot races in order to build sustainable power for Democrats in all 50 states, making their goal of taking over offices responsible for planning, executing, and certifying elections all the more concerning. Their website is also curiously notes that it provides behind-the-scenes mechanics to its leftist candidates. I happen to know that this week there was training going on right here in our backyard for that group.
You know, Captain, it's that's other evidence that they are very good at playing the long game, probably better mm-hmm. than we conservatives are.
Hold that thought, my friend. Hold that thought, my friend. We're going to break. Hold that thought. We're going to break, and folks, we're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Thursday morning, and boy, we got something going here. You might want to pay a little attention to what we're talking about here. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody, and I gotta tell you about Moss Nissan, one of my favorite automobile dealers ever. They take tremendous care of me, and they have since the very first day I found out about them. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean, the new car sales manager at Moss Nissan at the flagship store in Newport Richey, 1954. And I get a call, and he'll tell me, come on up, you got one of your customers coming in, one of your listeners coming in, and we want you to shake their hand, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, which I'm happy to do, and up I go. Now, what's amazing is they get customers in the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the upper Midwest, and, of course, over to all the way over to Phoenix, Arizona. And, yes, I did say Phoenix, Arizona. Now, they want to be the best dealer in the country. That's their goal, and they are working very hard to try to do that. Now, you can't beat the selection of Moss, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the different colors and styles and types that you might want to have. And don't forget, clean trade-ins are still commanding a great resale value, so you can get more money for your certified pre-owned trade-in than what you thought you could. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on their vehicles. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at 1954 in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, just across the street, State Route 50 from the Veterans Expressway. They'll be up there, and they'll be open probably in about 2 to 3 months, is what I'm being told. Don't forget, check them out online, too, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. They're only 40 minutes north of Tampa. You can go up there, save thousands of dollars on your vehicle. MossMAUSNissan.com. Okay, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
All right, I'm going to take a caller real quick, and hopefully it'll be a quick call. It's Backgammon Bob. I'm sure he's got a great question. Go ahead there, sir.
Anyway, I just wondered, have you all seen the movie 2,000 Mules?
And I haven't seen it, but I just wonder if you've seen it. And,
no, it's not out. It's all that's out right now is the trailer, and the movie's coming to town here in about a week or so.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. But anyway, Colonel, going back to where we were, because this is so important to get this out to the people, the name of the group is Run for Something. Their fear-mongering efforts are to get Democratic donors to open their wallets to support the local races. Now, the group's donor pitch is based on what they see as the coming Republican attempt to subvert the elections. Their words, not mine. Even though it's been the Republicans who've led the way with election security laws that Democrats have consistently opposed.
Yeah, that's an indicator. And like we were talking about the break, that they're very good at playing the long game, and we need to take notes of that because they sort of do that. But a quick note on what the caller just called out there. I do want to put out one shout out on the 2nd and 4th of May, which means next week. 2,000 Mules will be played in theaters both here in Manatee County and Bradenton and in Sarasota. And the Manatee Patriots is actually putting together a group that's going to go together as a group to one of those shows. There's airings that evening on the 2nd and 4th, and you can choose whether you go to Manatee or Bradenton or you go to Sarasota. So that's good. That's getting a lot of attention, so I'll put a plug in for that. And that's the kind of thing that is the way we on the right can counter some of this long game that you're referring to with not everything is attributed to George Soros, but Soros certainly inspires almost everything that's done on the left to do these things to, one, paint us as being the enemies of democracy when, in fact, the reverse is true.
Well, I'm going to get into Soros right now with some specifics. Leftist progressive groups have been increasingly focused on local elections, as seen from groups like George Soros and the entities he represents, to elect district attorneys. We know about that. We had Mr. Macron out there in L.A., which has created a huge mess out there, and often with disastrous results for the communities in which they serve. L.A. is a great example. Now, the $80 to $100 million dark money project to elect left-wing election administrators has nothing to do with safeguarding democracy. Now, that came from Jason Sneed, the executive director of Honest Elections Project Election. Now, this is about putting partisans and ideologues in charge of the local offices that run our elections and count our votes. And it's detestable to me, just outrunning detestable, that these special interests are unnecessary politicalizing the offices that should be impartial. That's my opinion. We need to bolster the integrity of our elections by making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. But this dark money, this fueled plot with this dark money, puts confidence in our democracy in greater jeopardy. We got to get to the bottom of this and stop this. And that's why I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah, Captain, and those of us on the right, we need to steer away from what is our typical intuitive response to this, which is to move to the center and kind of waffle on our principles. No, the lessons learned, and one of the lessons that President 45 brought to the table, is that you make a firm stand on principle. And you don't just simply say, well, they're a Republican, let's back them, they're an incumbent. If they waffle on principle, you will pay the price in the long run. And that's why the Republican Liberty Caucus does what it does, and we are the conscience of the Republican Party, because it's like I told the Manatee Patriots the other night. When you endorse folks, it says more about the endorser than it does the endorsee. It reflects upon the organization. And so the Liberty Caucus has done some endorsements that I think are things that the Republican Party needs to take note of. Not that I'm saying that they should endorse in this, but they certainly should recruit principled Republicans, not just simply people with an R by their name. But we just endorsed Thomas Massie from Tennessee, and in the state of Florida, the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, the National Republican Liberty Caucus, overwhelmingly agreed to our recommendations for endorsement. Folks like Matt Gaetz, Byron Donalds, Anthony Sabatini, and Greg Stube. You know all those names. You know that those are firm, stand on principle Republicans, and that's what we got to do. That's how you fight an offense against the George Soros and those that are inspired by George Soros on the left.
Well, I got another way, too, and we need to be clear about this, folks. Unless the Democrats cheat, they can't win elections, and they have endless ways to cheat. We've seen it for the last three or four election cycles.
Yeah, and we got to, most of our states are pretty smart to that, or at least we're awake to that. We're not woke, we're awake. And certainly here in the state of Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis, we find an offense. He fights the offense. He doesn't play defense. He doesn't counter. He's not a counterpuncher. He's a puncher on behalf of good principles. And we've got other states, state of Texas. And you talked earlier about some things are going up in Wisconsin, which was one of the battleground states between right and left. And those are things that we need to stay tuned to. And even the left-leaning states, Republicans take heart. And even if you think you're fighting a losing battle, you're not. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Don't give in. Continue the fight. It's worth it. The country is worth it.
Well, you won't get any argument with me on that one, and that's absolutely true. And we got about 45 seconds where we have to part company here. But how about the Marine Trevor Reed, who was released from prison in Russia? He didn't look very healthy when he got off the plane.
Yeah, I know. His parents came out, and they were very concerned, you know, and they were right. They said, hey, when he went in and was first arrested on that, of course, on spurious reasons, he was young and vibrant and all that, he did not look well, and so that bears some looking at. But I don't think Vladimir Putin gives a damn about what people think, because he's lost the information before he says, the hell with that. But I'm glad to see that he was released on the deal, and I think it was worth it to get him back. It was kind of an Israeli style swap, like they sometimes do from time to time. But welcome home, brother.
Yeah, and I hope he gets better real quick, because again, he did not look very healthy. He had he was wobbling around pretty good, even with them helping him.
Yeah, it reminded me of the POWs that came back in the 70s from Vietnam.
Yeah.
Did not look good.
Yep. All right, sir, I'll let you go, and I will talk to you on Tuesday if I don't see you before.
All right, Captain, you have a great day and a great weekend ahead.
All right, thank you very much. That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and Military Matters host. I'm coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
And he's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning, right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. But then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. Richard Olson, a former U.S. ambassador to Pakistan and United Arab Emirates, has been criminally charged for an undisclosed lobbying campaign for the Qatari government. Olson, a career Foreign Service officer under President Obama, says he plans to plead guilty. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it right away. And, of course, this portion of the program is my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And here's what they're all about. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they can train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right over there where you are headquartered out of. And the other one is up in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, right?
That is correct. You know, over in Clearwater, Florida, we have an aviation maintenance technology program that's 14 months long. That's 2,000 hours. And we have an aviation maintenance professional program that's 3,000 hours long and 21 months. And up in our Concord, Mass. Location, we have the 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program.
Now, it doesn't snow down here. So,
no, it does not.
So you'd run into a little weather. But then again, if you live up north, who cares?
Yeah, sure. If you're from the New England area, if you like the cool weather, if you like winters, you know, it's a great location. I'm actually going up there the week of May 9th to visit that campus and work with my counterpart that runs the institution up there. And so, you know, we're going to get together, see how things are going between the two campuses and you know, visit Massachusetts. It's been a little bit since I've been up there, so it'll be a good time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but all of a sudden, the Department of Education or the federal government has gotten a little bit tougher with what they're doing when it comes to private schools, universities, colleges, and all that. Am I wrong?
Sure, sure, and yes. Private institutions, you know, like National Aviation Academy, you know, we're a private proprietary institution. There is a whole slew of rules that we have to follow, standards that we have to meet. We have to maintain our accreditation. The federal government is very, very strict on us, especially when it comes to enrollments, graduates, placements. You know, we have to get people jobs that come through our type of training. So there is 180 aviation maintenance technician schools certificated under Part 147 in the United States. And, you know, the aviation maintenance field, when a student picks any of those jobs or any of those schools, if you get the credentials, your airframe and power plant certification, it is a career. You will get a job if you put in the hard work. So, you know, public institutions don't necessarily have degree paths that lead to actual good jobs, let's say. And, you know, people should really do the research when they choose a school, when they choose a career field that they're going to go into. You know, what is the viable options of that career path you're taking? Is there actually a job at the end of that education process? That's the number one thing. You know, I know there's a lot of talk about proprietary schools, public institutions, loan forgiveness, and all this stuff. You know, my opinion on that is, you know, when a person chose to go to a school, they chose a career path, they chose a degree path, and they understood their financial obligation from day one. You know, pick a career path that's going to lead to a job so you can pay back your debt. You know, the 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, you know, be it private or public institutions, there is a job at the end of that as long as you get all your certifications.
Well, Fred down in Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro is chiming in, and he just mentioned what you were talking about indirectly, but I'll read this because I want to answer him. He says, this is such a sham, talking about the forgiveness of the loans. First of all, is it undergraduate only or beyond? Well, it's my understanding it's the undergraduates.
More than likely. There's so much talk about this. You know, the bottom line, a public institution does not have to meet the requirements that a private proprietary school does. That's why they have all these degree paths. That's why they do all these things. They're not worried about placement in a job. They're not worried about you getting a job with that particular degree. So, you know, people really need to do the research and understand, you know, education in this country for public institutions is a business. It is a business. You know, you have to make an investment in your future, and you have to get training. You know, you need to pick the right kind of training to be successful. And, you know, training costs money, regardless of where you go. That's why the aviation field is so, so very important, because with those certifications, it will open a door for you to get into a career field, get a good-paying job. And those people out there that know people that went to four-year universities that have bachelor's, master's degrees, you know, ask them how much money they made and did they actually work in that field when they left that public institution, and did they make first year out what they paid in tuition? You know, maybe, maybe not. You know, ask them how long before they thought their degree actually paid off.
Fred mentioned something in a second sentence here. He said, and also, how is that fair to the aircraft maintenance students, electricians, plumbers, and or other craftsmen? This is a raw message. Get out the vote. Well, yeah, if you want to change this, get out the vote.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from the things I've read, again, I've read all the public information that's been put out, you know, by all the media outlets. You know, this is, you know, broad student loan forgiveness. And don't get me wrong, there have been some really bad actors in the private proprietary sector. you know, ultimately the student has to make the decision. The student or the prospective student understands their financial obligation. They get that counseling, you know, and I'm saying there were never any bad actors, but what I'm saying is, you know, let's not forget everybody's responsible for the decisions that they make.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, let's see. I got another question here. Let me get over here. Okay, this is from Ashley, and Ashley is in California. Let's see here. Where's the question? All right, there it is right there. She wants to know, we get this question every now and then.
Uh-huh.
She's 5'2" and weighs 100 pounds.
Sure, sure.
Do you have to do any heavy lifting?
Absolutely. So the aviation maintenance technician field is like any other field. There's going to be some job requirements. You know, the standard one is, you know, bend, stand, climb, you know, work in awkward positions, extreme conditions, and be able to lift, you know, 50 pounds. You know, 5'2", you know, there are women that are hugely successful in the industry. You know, if you go out there, you have good skill set. You know, mechanics don't generally work solo, exclusively by themselves. They work on a team or with a co-worker, you know. So, yes, absolutely, you can be successful. The aviation maintenance technician field is one of those fields for an individual that wants to succeed, that wants to work hard, that believes in what they're doing and has integrity. They can be successful in this industry. You know, there's 180 schools in the country. Do the research. They're public, they're private. You know, one of the things people need to understand is roughly 13% of the aviation maintenance technician schools in the country are private, proprietary institutions, but we produce roughly 25% of the mechanics annually that are available for hire in the industry. So, yes, get out there, go to work. Hey, put in the hard work. You will be successful in the aviation maintenance technician industry.
Where do we like to go to breakfast?
We go to IHOP, usually.
That's a new deluxe three cheese bacon omelet. That's their plate. I wonder if it'll look like that.
That might be the one I have to get this morning.
I'm telling you, that's funny. That just popped up when we're talking about the school. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, and we're fixing to go to break here. But anyway, folks, if you want to call in and ask a question, you can call us at 877-969-8600. Or you can send me an email by going to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and the email comes right to me, and I will get Bo to answer the question, or myself, or whatever. So 877-969-8600, or go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, send an email right off there, and it'll come right to us. And I'm telling you, that looks good, Bo. That looks really good. All right, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and you've heard me talk about him before, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, and they bring you this last part of the program. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a try. You're going to like them. All right, I'm back with Bo Browning. Hey, Bo.
Good morning.
We have a lot of interesting things here in the area. Now, the high schools have got vocational schools where they teach them different skills. I had a young man in my neighborhood. He's going to be graduating when he's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your course lasts 14 months, right?
Correct.
And he asked me, and I think he's listening right now. His name is Wayne. He says, I probably won't be old enough. There's an age restriction on when you can start working as an aviation maintenance tech, right?
There's an age restriction as to when you can be a certificated, when you become certificated. So we have students enter our program at National Aviation Academy, you know, 17 years old. However, the FAA will not issue you a airframe or power plant rating until you reach the age of 18. It does not mean they cannot take their exams. They can take their exams if they become eligible prior to turning 18, the FAA will just not issue their certification or their rating until they reach the age of 18. So yes, they can absolutely come to school, begin their training, you know, start working towards their career. But you know, at age 18, if you already took your airframe and power plant, written orals and practicals, you know, when you turn 18, they'll issue you that certification or rating at that time, as long as you pass the exams.
Okay, well, there you go, Wayne. That's the answer to your question, because he asked me, and that was the question. Sure. You gave him the answer.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that they can't do it until they reach 18. It's not the case. They just can't be issued a rating.
Yeah, well, he was under that impression, but I don't know who he talked to, but it is what it is. You know, sometimes you get the wrong person to try to tell you whatever. So, getting back to where we're at, 14 months to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, what if I'm in the military? And I've got experience in the military as an aircraft mechanic.
So, you know, let's take myself, for instance. I worked on CH-53, CH-46s. I worked airframes, primarily structures, hydraulics, pneumatics, things like that. So when I got out, there is a thing called credible experience under the rules of the Federal Aviation Administration. So if you can demonstrate credible experience under those rules, in other words, 18 months of experience for one rating, 30 months experience for both ratings, and it's documented by, you know, one by your MOS, but also by OJT sheets, you know, training documentation. You can seek a sign off for your 8610-2 based on credible experience that you had in the military or in the civilian world. It works essentially the same way. So, you know, if you're an aviation maintenance technician in the military, if you've been out there in the industry working for a very, very long time, you have documented experience, it's worth going to your local FAA office, so your flight safety office. Go there. You know, tell them you're looking into credible experience. Make sure you bring all your information, DD-214, you know, training records that you have, all that kind of stuff. And they'll sit down and talk to you. They'll evaluate it. And if they believe you have the right amount of experience, they can sign you off for your 8610-2 that will allow you to just go straight to the testing process without any further training.
Wow, that's good. That's good to know. Okay, that's really good to know. And, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. The website is naa.edu, naa.edu. They have a location right here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. They have another one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside of the city limits of Boston. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of those stores. Those campuses, and you'll find out what you need to know. And by the way, the good thing about it is they'll be able to talk to students, right?
Yeah, sure.
They'll be able to talk to an instructor or two, right?
Yep.
And then if they need to, they'll be able to talk to the financial people to explain to them how that works.
Absolutely. You know, very first thing, all students, we talk about this, I say it all the time on the show, you know, do your research, make sure the institution you choose is the correct institution, the career path you go down is the correct institution, and make sure you understand what your obligation is to that institution and what the institution's obligation is to you prior to you committing to a training or an education institution or a program. It is extremely important that you're comfortable with your decision. You know, all of those people, all schools have the same things available to you. They got financial aid representatives that can assist you. They have admissions representatives that are going to get you to the program. You know, but you have to do the research. You have to ask the right questions. Make sure you understand the school and what the school offers before you make that decision. It's so very important to a student's success that they're happy with the decision. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to be happy 100% of the time, every single day. But, you know, you have to be happy with the overall decision and the career path you choose to go down.
Yeah, and everybody knows that being an aviation maintenance tech is not like a 9-to-5 job.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, it's 24/7 industry. We never stop servicing, returning to service, you know, inspecting, repairing aircraft on Christmas. You're going to work Christmas Day in this industry. You're going to work Thanksgiving Day. You're going to work Saturday and Sunday and have Tuesday and Wednesday off. You're going to work from midnight to 7 in the morning. You know, it's an industry that runs 24/7. And, you know, when you choose the employer you go to, you know, there is a lot of opportunity. It is not so narrow that you can't find something that you believe is going to work good for you. But it all starts with the training. There's 180 aviation maintenance technician schools certificated under Part 147 in this country. Do your research. Pick the school that works best for you. Pick the one that you're happiest with. And go in there and begin a career.
All right, Bo, we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks, and I want to thank you for coming in today, and look forward to checking out that omelet we saw the picture of there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again.
All right, and that's National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there and check it out, and you'll know what you need to know and then make an educated decision accordingly. All right, well, let's see here. On the telephone line, we've got our favorite last-minute caller, so to speak, and it's Todd in Tampa. And Todd in Tampa, go!
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell Donald, because I don't believe you're talking behind your back, let me tell all you Einsteins running the campaign over there, okay? They just stole the presidency, okay? You don't think they can steal an election? You better wake up, buddy. I don't need to see Dinesh D'Souza's movie. I know Zuckerbucks. I know they cheated. I know we won in a landslide. And here they are running the country in the ground. You see the press calling Putin a Hitler? No, they don't call him a Hitler. They get mad at Donald Trump on January 6th when a cop shot a Trump supporter, a Marine. They don't get Liz Cheney. I look at all you Republicans as Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. All of you are the same. Okay? Y'all suck. Okay, except for Steve Scalise, Jim Jordan, and maybe one or two others, Matt Gaetz. Okay, the rest of you suck. In the Senate, where's Mitch McConnell blasting this administration? Where's Lindsey Graham? They're silent. They're like a mouse. You can't see anything. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And if anybody's going to do the job, it's you, the American people, me and you, not these clowns that keep screwing us over. Let's get to work. Peace.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa, and Todd got it direct and to the point there, and we like it when he does that because the people appreciate what he's saying. I get a lot of comments about Todd's little 60 seconds, and it's good. It's good. Communicating is a good thing, and, you know, you need to hear from everybody about all the different things they have to say because it's not just a single thing around here. We are all in the same boat together, and we all need to understand that if we want to win this thing, if we want to do what we need to do to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth, then we need to do a little soul searching, so to speak, and understand that we got to work together on this. Got to work together. All right. I will see you tonight. Bo and I are going to go have some breakfast over at the IHOP. That omelet caught our attention. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Have yourself a great day, everybody.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.